You might as well give up. I'm...
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's the Amare Me Junkies for Amare Me Media. Say hello to everybody.
Hey, y'all.
What's up, everybody? Demon Engine here. My camera's fucked up, so yeah, you still get to see my gorgeous mug, though.
Wasn't we supposed to, like, play the intro first?
No.
This isn't a podcast.
This is going to be on the YouTube.
Oh, this is going to be on the YouTube. The
YouTube and the Instagram.
All right.
You can still say hello, Nico.
Oh, yeah. My bad. What up, y'all? It's your girl, Queen Nick here. Hashtag Queen Nick. Hashtag shop Serpentine Fire. Definitely check us out, serpentinefire.company. Look out for our app. Download our app today. It's on the Google Play Store and the App Store. Search Serpentine Fire. S-E-R-P-E-N-T-I-N-E. Fire.
There we go. Today we are talking about the folding. I mean,
the folding.
I might as well just call it the folding because, oh boy, I've never seen so many protagonists get folded.
Invincible is the latest TV series. It's an adult animation. It's available on Amazon Prime. It's from a comic book by the same name. The creator is Robert Kirkman. Some of you might know him as the creator of The Walking Dead.
That makes sense. He couldn't do all this shit with The Walking Dead because, like, humans and shit and the rules with that. But superheroes, why not?
Plus, in The Walking Dead, there really aren't any heroes. There's just survivors.
Basically.
Survivors and Negan.
Basically,
and you're mainly just judging people by how they survive.
Basically,
I mean, yes and no.
We'll get to that another day. Here we're talking about Invincible. Invincible is another superhero style show, but it's very deconstructive. It is not. It is anything but typical.
After all of that, how?
I wasn't expecting.
The only way he's invincible is in his mindset.
No, not even there.
No, because he hasn't died.
No. The only way he's invincible is his mindset. To go through.
You know what it is, though?
All that trauma. And still decide to be a hero. No.
You know what it is, though? We have this idea of what invincible actually means. For all of that, they might as well call him the immortal. Because, I mean.
Well, they already had a hero called the immortal.
Yeah, I know. I get that.
He got clapped. Twice.
Exactly. So that's why I said that, because I'm like, they might as well just call him the immortal, because invincible.
And look, invincible and invulnerable are two different things.
Fair. Fair.
It is.
Yeah,
but like,
it is. Like, he could take bullets like a champ. He just, like, ass whoopings.
But
let's start at the beginning. Let's give people context.
He take bullets, being thrown through shit. Metal objects getting thrown at him. But you know what you can't take? Hands. Hands is his script.
Basically.
All right, but time out. In his defense, he was fighting grown ass men.
That nigga got super. Token,
like, my question is this. Why have your child, if your child has no combat training whatsoever, and your daddy is the strongest superhero on Earth, and he had been training you even though he wanted to be a superhero. Like, he wasn't even training him while he was a human, because he probably wasn't gonna have powers. He probably, that's really what it was. And then
his,
when the nigga started powers,
is a Viltrumite. There's no such thing as that. What? It's get good or die. There is no other option.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, yeah, they, we, like, they broke, like, the way he broke down how their society works, it was like
they have their own planet.
Like, pretty, like, pretty much his dad was just like, I hope this nigga get his power soon, because I ain't gonna save him.
I definitely feel that. But I also, you know what? I also can see how, well, no, I don't understand how you got this boy responding to calls about criminals and doing X, Y, and Z and stuff. And again, you give this man no training. Like, even as a Viltrumite, you get training. From birth, you get training. And from there, there comes a point in time. Yeah, it is. Dodge!
Because he was raising him as a human. He didn't know when he powers were going to kick in, so he had to raise him as a human. If he had Viltrumite powers off rip, that would have been, he would have raised him differently.
But my question is this, though. If he never showed his powers, you think he would have killed his whole family?
Possibly.
I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know. His wife apparently...
The nigga offed his whole team.
He ain't love them, though.
I don't think he actually loved his wife.
He loves her like a pet.
A pet,
exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
Well, you gotta think he lived for thousands of years. What is her lifespan? Their entire relationship compared to his lifespan.
Yo, blip. Hold on, hear me out. Omni-Man is Goku. If Goku never got that head injury when he was a kid.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
If Goku never got the bump on his head, then he would have just had normal, he would have been a normal Saiyan around weak.
He would have been because when he first arrived, he said how he was wild off the chain, but then he fell and cracked his head, and he'd been a good boy ever since. But he still like fighting.
I mean, but that's always just been, that's a part of who Goku is, because that's all they taught him, other than farming radishes, of course.
I told Nico about what Goku's actual occupation is,
and I was like, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, the fact that he's a farmer.
Yeah.
He's not even a farmer though.
Laying hands on people.
He's not even like a farmer though.
Never
he's
seen that man dig a damn plant. Thing.
Right. Like, no, he's a gardener. He's a radish gardener.
Hey.
A glorified radish gardener.
I mean, but no one can clear out acres like he can by himself.
All right, but in the world of Invincible, there are superheroes. It's a very common thing. Just like there are a lot of supervillains. And their form of the Justice League is like the Guardians. And when you see the Guardians, you can tell these every one of them is a very delightful ripoff of the Justice League.
Of course. Blackwing, or was it Blackwing?
Darkwing? I don't know.
Darkwing. There you go. Darkwing. No,
was it Darkwing? Because that was a shot in dark.
That was definitely a shot in the dark, but it sounds correct. I was thinking Blackwing would have just ducked. He didn't have enough prep time. That's all. He didn't have enough prep time. He couldn't think on his feet. He couldn't improvise. It was too much. But my question is this: they was in your space, like. You had home field advantage. You, of all people, should have lived.
No.
I'm just saying you got home field advantage. So regardless of the prep time, my nigga, you should have all the arsenals there.
Okay, but, yeah, that's understandable. But when he takes out the fastest person first,
I mean, listen, why
that don't give you much time to react?
Well, is it wrong?
While he was taking out the fastest person, they could have definitely like
that wasn't an instant. For everybody else, he immediately clapped the red one. Only for him, and especially for the speedster, was that a long, painful process.
Yeah, it was. I think that was the worst because you saw my man trying to fight back. Like, he was giving him fists. Then you realize his hands was just getting slower and starting to break apart. It was like, uh-oh. He ain't gonna make it.
He clapped the fastest person within in real time, within seconds.
The one
How
person,
you gonna react to that?
The one person I knew who wasn't gonna make it, that damn fish.
Yeah,
I was like, all he's doing is spraying water. He's gonna die.
Right, that's like, not really
he disrespected
right
the
now.
Fuck out of Green Ghost.
Yo, I don't even know what her abilities were.
She can technically, had she been in like, had she like, she's basically like Lemillion.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
She has powers close to that, pretty much. And so, like, sis could have like knew he was coming for her. Why didn't she just like, you know what I mean?
He traumatized. She was traumatized.
Traumatized, and he
she just
but sis,
his dead
you
partner.
Running, but you running away from this man with your back turned. You don't think he's going to either try to punch through your heart? You just saw what he did to the other guy.
He did not turn. She immediately caught the dead other black hero, looked up, and caught a fist.
She could have just
It
was no playing dead. Again, he killed the fastest person.
I'm
on
dead
the
already.
Team within seconds.
I'm dead already, okay?
No one else stood a chance.
I'd have been laying there the whole time.
He disrespected the Martian.
I'd have played dead. Fuck out of here.
That's because the Martian couldn't do shit but stretch around him. Ain't nobody got time for that.
He was like,
I'm sick of you. He's like, get the hell off me.
He ripped this shit like it was wax. Like a nigga was waxing
staring,
his legs.
Looking
was just...
for him the entire time while getting wailed on in the face. I was like, oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah, the immortal and not Wonder Woman were given hands.
They were. But see, those are the two strongest ones. I feel like the immortal, though, he resembles probably like Captain Marvel or something. Like, not Captain Marvel, but Shazam.
Technically, you were right the first time.
Captain Marvel?
Yeah. Shazam's original name was Captain Marvel.
So there was a Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Originally, I knew I wasn't crazy.
Originally, Shazam's name was Captain Marvel.
When I was younger, I know I saw it. Motherfuckers are trying to tell me, no, that's not a part of DC. Why would it be Captain Marvel? I'm like, yo, I know what I saw, bitch.
Jesus Christ.
You popping?
The bat signal.
Anywho. But like, that whole situation was like real weird. And then on top of that, all right so first of all, of course, I kind of had to like the side eye when he told Mark that helping, you know, doing that petty crime shit is beneath him, and I was like,
that's kind of arrogant.
Real familiar. No, it sounds real familiar.
Well, I mean, in his case, yes, he's very privileged because no one can fucking touch him.
Well, no, nobody can beat him. They can touch him. They just can't beat him. Except for that Hail Mary. The what's his name? Cyrus? No. What the fuck is his name?
What, the government? The government dude?
Cecil. Yeah. Cecil, there you go.
Yo, Cecil. Me and Neek had a talk about this. Now, in the show, the government does play a big part with working in and around the superheroes.
Yep.
They're like Men in Black, but super. Like they got troopers that are like constantly invisible, advanced monitoring systems, a whole lot of shit. And the head of that is Cecil. Yep. Cecil, most of the time, he advises or literally orders heroes to do things.
Well, that's and, because they probably signed the accords.
Well, yeah, but to be honest, I feel like with Omni-Man, that shit is all just a very nice
Omni-Man,
suggestion.
Omni-Man not a part of that at all. He was never a part of the Guardians. That's why he told Cecil, nah, you know I don't do groups. Mm-hmm. You know I don't do groups. I'm good. We're not doing that. I don't work for anybody.
But Cecil's actually plays a very intricate part. He pretty much represents the government and how they're the good guys, but just to a certain extent. Like it's like the
I would respectfully disagree.
It's one of those things. No, I say good guy in respect to how they handle everything, because they look at everything in the long run. Like, look, yeah, we should destroy that. Maybe we should hold on to that. For what? I don't know.
Rainy day.
Maybe a rainy day. because literally in one of the earlier episodes, he fights this huge, almost Cthulhu-like creature that they definitely should have burnt to a crisp afterwards. But no, instead they keep it.
They keep it. You know why? Hello. You know why? Because they were being realists. It's like, yeah. Oh yay, Omni-Man saved the day, but nobody ever wants to think about what if
Omni-Man.
What you gonna hurt? Do?
With what Omni-Man are we gonna do?
For you.
Exactly.
Like
exactly. You know what it reminds you of? They probably would have had like a reality show instead of Cops. It would have been like Omni or like it would have been like Omni or whatever the fuck, oh, following him around and everything.
But that's very.
What you gonna do
when Omni-Man comes for you? It's bad enough that motherfucker got that cop ass mustache.
Exactly.
Ugh.
And that stupid fucking haircut.
Like everything.
I'd never
about
say that Omni- shit to his fucking face though.
Everything about Omni-Man.
I would and
just
probably would get
like,
slighted, but I don't care.
Omni-Man looks like he is not for black people at all. Just nope. By his look. Like, nigga, you just, look like 5-0.
He's never actually met Amber.
Nope. He doesn't care about humans.
He don't he care
really,
at
he really
all.
Doesn't.
What he showed. Which reminds me. Someone said that Ghost Rider could beat Omni-Man.
If he caught him with the pendant stare, yes.
Yeah, the pendant stare. And the reason he said because it makes you feel the guilt and regret about all the souls.
The pain, yeah. All the pain you caused the souls, those souls.
But here's the thing, because he said which he would feel because he saved people and his wife and his son. I'm just like, he hasn't physically hurt his wife. The only regret he feels is about beating the living dog shit out of his son, because he didn't give a fuck about anybody there.
And the only reason why he cares about his son, you know what it reminds me of though? Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Ego?
Yep. Only difference is the motherfucker just doesn't have the powers of creation. And the only motherfucker that could stop, and he talked all kinds of trash about his mom.
Yo.
And you know, you can't come for mom.
Yo, you know what? Nico, you make a very good point. The way he nonchalantly was like, the way he nonchalantly was like, I was so felt so bad. Give me your mom cancer. Peter was like, wait, what?
Wait, you gave her cancer? You fucking asshole. You're the reason why my whole life is just fucked up and I don't even know how to be an actual human because I've been raised by space bandits my entire life.
Like you've been raised by everything but humans. That's hilarious. But
I can imagine Gamora being like, who raised you? And he like, clearly not my parents.
Like, you see that blue guy with the mohawk and the weird teeth? Yeah, that
and one. The arrow. Yep.
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all. But I want to look at I want to look at Mark and Invincible. Like his date, like he has a really cool best friend. Really cool best friend, William is get. And then
one thing I love about Williams is he tells the truth.
Yeah.
He's gonna tell you like it is, even if you don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah. Williams is ride or die, homie. He really is. But let's get into talking about Amber.
Okay. I gotta be for her.
I almost left.
I got chicken.
I got beef for because
I almost left.
First of all, bitch, if you
I got
knew
greens, potatoes,
tomatoes, ham, lamb, pork, like
you name it,
you name it. Anyway,
I could go ahead, Neat.
But, bitch, you knew. You knew I was a superhero. And you know how superhero life go. But you still mad? I don't like the angry black woman trope. Because she was mad over nothing. Because you knew the reason why he was lying to you. You understood that. And had the audacity to still toy with this man. Like, be manipulative and toy with this man's emotions and
the
shit.
The fact that, like, even I get it. You felt lied to. He was upset, and this was all before knowing that he was invincible. My whole thing is, after you done learned, then after the recent experience you done had, where one, you almost lost your life, two, Invincible came to save the day, almost lost his life in the process, and then you both have to witness somebody kill themselves. You didn't correlate after learning that he was invincible that, oh, shit. Not only that was a traumatic event for me, it was for him too. Oh shit, he goes through this shit on a regular basis. No wonder he don't ever get to show the fuck up. But no, I'm gonna make you feel like shit
or he's
for
always
it, cause my feelings are hurt.
Well, here's the thing. Right. It's not that he wasn't ever showing up. He'd be late.
Like, I think she knew about it after he didn't show up at the soup kitchen. And it was just her and Adam Eve there. Meanwhile, he was being murdered by a Thundercat.
Basically.
Let's be real. She didn't give a fuck about the entire situation until she saw that man get his ass handed to him by Omni-Man.
By Omni-Man. By his daddy.
All the shit she heard of and saw, didn't think anything of it. But when she saw his ass, him get his ass handed to him, I think I should go back.
I also like, hold on, but wait, well, you know, I'm going to tap on this now. Amber, not only is an angry black woman trope, it makes it worse because it's a completely illogical reason to be angry.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
you
what
took,
me.
Like, here's the thing.
A lot of women do get like that. We're not going to discount that fact. This is an accurate representation of some women.
My fucking exes. Hell yeah.
But here's what pisses me off. We all know that fucked up balance between a superhero and their secret identity, you know. It's a fucked up game. Why do they do that? For one very simple reason. To protect the ones that cannot protect themselves.
Right, because that nigga could get folded every episode and it's fine. But like, one of you niggas get folded, it's over. No
exactly.
More.
Exactly. So the fact that at some point she realizes he is invincible, and instead of telling him, she chooses to continue to play off her fake ass anger, because now her anger towards him is fake as fuck. Because yeah. now you're just being angry because you know you can be, and he could, and he's just gonna have to sit there and take it.
Mm-hmm.
So then, in one of Mark's darkest moments, he straight up confesses to her, "I am invincible," and she's like, "Oh, I knew that already." I was like, "I'm sorry, bitch. What?
Sorry, bitch. What? Right?
Like, do you like
hey, bitch? What?
Like being a teenager with Bye, all girl. That type of pressure is bad enough as it is, but you
is
knowing
she
it,
kind and caring, because she was over feeding the fucking homeless.
Not even besides that, but it was just like, you know, if you had just simply said, "I know you're invincible." You know how much easier Mark's
Stop
life would have been
me.
Just a little right. bit.
I know you're invincible. Stop lying. There's no need to lie.
Yeah. And,
but you're not like, creating the space for him to be able to be truly honest, and you're just ragging on him.
It's unnecessary.
You expect to change.
Like,
but she's a dumbass least, teenager too, though. So it makes
at
sense.
Least, yo, when his homie realized it. His home, like,
this homie was excited. This nigga was like, take me flying.
He's like, no, nigga, no. Right now, try not to die. Weird
take
robot.
Take me flying, or I'm going to tell everybody that you're invincible.
I threw his ass in the air. Like, go ahead, flap your wings, nigga. Flap. and then, also like that when it comes to Invincible, we show that you can't save everybody.
Yeah, yep. That's true.
And in a lot of superhero animations, you always see, oh, he was still able to save this person. He saved that person. It was like, no, there is some real collateral damage.
They tore up downtown Chicago like it was nothing in a matter of seconds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that Yo. Actually pushed me into the thinking of if the Avengers were real, we would hate them. As humans, we would hate these niggas.
Yeah. Yeah. Because ironically, Vision was accurate. Their mere existence makes supervillains happen. Yeah, Vision said that shit. He was like, just the fact that they exist makes supervillains. But meanwhile, back in Invincible, one of the villains I wanted to talk about was the Mahler twins. They were like these two really
fucking
diesel.
Blue Man group?
Yes, the Blue Man group.
You know why they couldn't have too many diesel black men in it?
Well, luckily they
but
were.
But you
know
they was black.
Oh yeah, well they were voiced by Kevin Michael Richardson, who's a great voice actor. I love that brother. He was the Joker in the Batman. One of his most infamous roles is Principal Lewis, an American Dad.
Oh, speaking of principals, Invincible. They had what is it, Carl Wilson?
Carl Winslow, aka Reginald Johnson,
as
the principal.
And he was actually a principal, Principal Winslow.
And mind you, the high school, Reginald Johnson High. So clearly Robert Kirkman loves Family Matters.
Absolutely.
I can only assume that season two, we're going to have Urkel somewhere.
Yeah, might I can see Spike jumping in as like a side character or something like that, and probably getting folded after like two or three episodes.
If he's not counting all his purple Urkel money, shout out to him.
Hello, I'm saying, do he got? Is he married?
I don't know.
I know he got kids.
Keeps his private life pretty private. I respect it.
I respect it too, but you know, I know he got kids. But hey, Julia, I'm just saying.
With you,
I'll place that Bobby to them.
Mm-mm-mm. One day we'll talk about family matters here, but not today.
But what about
that smaller hero team where we met Adam, Eve, Rex, fucking robot?
I don't remember what their team name is, but they are considering they're the new Guardians of the Globe. I'm just going to refer to them. This is it.
The new
soon to be wall paint.
Oh God!
I like the one character. He's kind of an asshole. Rex Splode.
I don't like Rex.
Let me clarify. I don't like him as a character, but I like the voice actor Jason Mantzoukas. He's also Jay in Big Mouth.
Yeah, I could tell.
And
the douche vibes were there.
I just like the fact that I watched him. I've watched him as an actor. Like able to take his particular voice and be able to run with it,
right?
Because I'm just like, yo, I'm not I'm kind of shocked to hear his voice in all these places, but it's awesome.
Yeah,
like
as an actor, as a voice actor.
Now, Robot was actually voiced by Zachary Quinto, aka the modern Spock in the Star Trek movies. Or Siler, if you remember that show that was cool, then got really shitty, Heroes. oh, yeah. You know what really bothers me about Amber?
What?
I like the actress.
Mm.
Zazie Beetz.
No, I thought that was, she sounds like the girl from Half and Half.
No, that's Zazie Beetz. Mm-hmm.
What else has she been in?
Well, you know, Atlanta, of course, and Joker.
I didn't watch Joker, and I can't remember a good portion of Atlanta. I've watched too many shows. I've been
that was Donald Glover's baby mama in the show.
I still haven't watched Atlanta.
Misfortune on you.
Don't you dare. Damn. Don't you dare put them curses out there. Like, get the fuck out of here. Really? I beat your motherfucking ass with some love and light.
Oh, that's so angry. Walter, like, Cecil's played by the actor Walter Goggins.
You mean Cecil?
Cecil, sorry. Sorry, big difference. My apologies to the Cecils and Cecils out there.
Is that the agent?
The government dude.
Pre-MCU Nick Fury.
Pre-MCU Nick Fury. But yeah, Walter got... Like, I like the fact that this show has great actors and great voice actors, and everyone really meshes really well. And that all, of course, that all culminates with Omni-Man being played by J.K. Simmons.
I'm not gonna hold you though. I would have liked Cecil being voice acted by Samuel L. Jackson, because that shit would have been a whole other show. It would have been a totally different show. That dynamic would have been crazy.
There'd have been way more motherfuckers.
Oh yeah. I'd have been here for it, though. I'd have been here for it. All the way here for it. Totally here for it.
Cecil, I don't know, because I feel like if Samuel Jackson played him, he would start, by default, to get played up for laughs.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know it's Samuel Jackson.
Right.
Because even when Samuel Jackson is playing a serious character, there's always a dash of humor.
Right.
And that just is that's just how he functions. But I think Walter Goggins does a great job. Now, Would it be cool to see Samuel Jackson show up in season two as a character? Absolutely. Yes.
Or as the guy taking over Cecil, and Cecil like feels some type of way about it because he's put his heart and soul into all of these programs and stuff. That would be an interesting piece.
It also looks like he sacrificed some of his face.
Yeah, like, we never got to that.
Oh, so basically, because I read comics a bit, basically his face got fucked up in a very horrific accident. They managed to, like, his face got damn near completely destroyed. They managed to reconstruct his entire face, but he decided to leave that scar as a reminder of how he fucked up.
So, hold on, so that's another reason why he left that blood inside the Guardians HQ.
Yep.
Thank you very much, Engine.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I get why he left it too, though, because it was like, you niggas ain't heard that.
But at the same time, they're teenagers, and you just want a constant symbol of a bloodbath that happened here just to sit there. It's like, huh.
Well, it's not like they gotta live there.
They do live there, though.
No, they don't. They still all reside in their own towns, but when they meet up, that's where they meet.
Yep.
I feel like figured a few of them would live there.
Robot might. That's about it.
Well, Robot / Rudy, since now we know.
That was kind of creepy. And at first, I thought the Robot would be like a low-key villain. And low-key
kind of
undermine that's the whole situation.
It would have been okay if he turned out to be a villain. But the fact that he did it from Monster Girl made it creepy.
Yeah, I didn't like the fact that they made his motivations be about Monster Girl.
I mean, he can do anything else except, like...
So my question is this. Did he slow down her curse or no?
No.
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 I think he's figuring out a way to.
But isn't he going to age? Like,
yes, but right now he's literally the same. He appears to be the same age as her. But he's older. He's older, too.
Which makes it even more...
They're both adults and child bodies.
Which makes this even more.
Oh, that's weird.
Exactly. It's
weird, but like, what are you going to do? Because you're already going to get stares if he's in a grown-ass man body just hanging out, going on dates with this little-ass girl. Either way, it's going to be fucking weird.
But what I'm saying is, every time she uses her powers, she ages backwards.
Depending on how long, but I feel as though if she probably ever decides to retire...
I feel like even if she retires, she would use her powers. She'll save herself. She ain't saving y'all. Big difference.
Yeah, like she'll still use it, but like she won't have to use it as often.
Not nearly as often.
Wait, side question. Now, Adam Eve's powers are pretty much like Dr. Manhattan, but she doesn't have a god complex. Does anyone else realize that?
Basically fucking look. I love the fact that she would just went off just like, my powers are more suited for this. I would go be amazed over here and do some other work besides putting my life in danger.
For these niggas. I'm gonna go ahead and actually help people. Like the superheroes, like that's the shit that, like, I guess, because here's the thing, outside of protecting them from alien invasions, who really wants to deal with a superhero? Like, even human criminals probably wouldn't want to face a fucking superhero.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You should be helping in world hunger. Like, you know what I mean? Especially if you got powers like that. Yeah, I agree with her. Her powers are better suited.
Yeah. Some powers are suited for, you know, stopping the world from, like, an alien invasion. Other powers are suited for ending world hunger. That's just how it
goes. Yeah, because her powers, I'm just like, wait, did she just make her own clothing? I was like...
Yo, wait. I didn't like the fact that she didn't shower. Like, no, that definitely pushed the stereotype.
That's because she literally just cleans her body with her ability. And I'm just like,
that's... No, that's weird. Mm-mm. Put some water on your ass, you little nasty little dirt ball.
It's weird, but that's exactly what she can do.
She ain't even brush her teeth, nothing. Just nasty.
She not, she don't have to. Like
I don't care what you say, son. If you,
all the dirt molecules from yourself, just like, ha, all the dirt that was on me is now gone.
If you can take
the molecules and rearrange to any perfume that you want to smell like and have that spritz the fuck on you, would you not?
I don't know. Certain shit is just a little strange to me. I'm like, no, you don't like washing. I feel
like Nico's black mom be like, I don't care what you do with them atoms, you better take your ass in the shower.
Right. And maybe it's just trauma from being raised by a black mom. Oh,
exactly. Oh, black
mama ain't playing that shit.
But
I identified the most with Adam Eve because her dad sounded a lot like my stepdad. You can't. Oof.
And then that nigga said, get back with Rex.
Right. How you going? Wait, pause. See, that's the difference. My stepdad would never. Well, no, that's a lie. Because I actually have a real life example of that. But, no. Mm-mm. What kind of father would tell his daughter to get back with a motherfucker that cheated on her?
Parent wise, I don't think I can relate. To anybody on individual.
No.
I can relate to a few people in My Hero.
No. About like saying, first off,
oh, no, not even Bakugo. I've realized.
No.
I've stopped being Shoto and become Dobby.
Sounds about right.
Wait, Dobby? Is that somebody who they introduced?
Is Endeavor's ever son?
Whose son is that?
Endeavor's other son.
Oh, you talk about
My Hero.
Nate, I think they called him. Or was his name really Dobby?
When he was sitting, they were sitting in there. He was just like, "Yo, fuck this."
Fuck this and the horse you rode in on and the high horse.
I'm sorry, y'all. Yeah, fuck you.
Right, because it's like, no, bitch, you too late. Like that, you should have said sorry years ago when you was causing the pain, bitch.
It's too late to apologize.
Right now, since we're running on time, I don't know, but like, can we talk about
the last 10 minutes of the show?
Yes, please. It's that
okay.
Ooh. That shit all right. Was out.
Now before this fight, before Invincible, the harshest ass whooping I've ever seen in animation was actually in Justice League Unlimited when Superman just let loose on Darkseid.
Yeah.
And yep. Still got folded.
Damn.
Yeah, yo. Nico, watch the clip one day. Superman let loose on him, but then immediately, as soon as Darkseid got back to his feet, he was like, sit your red, white, and blue ass down.
Bitch ass nigga.
Punk ass Kryptonians thinking he's trying to be shit. But damn.
This motherfucker out here trying to be shit.
Invincible. Ooh.
That.
Ooh.
Think, Mark. Think.
Oh my! Like there's a video I'm gonna upload it to our IG and Facebook. Someone took audio from the scene in Whiplash where he was beating the shit out of the kid on the drums and put it on that scene. Why does it fit so accurately? Oh my! J.K. Simmons, I really hope you get an Emmy just for this show.
Yeah, I don't like, really like him too much in any role he's ever played. Like as a character, anytime he's played a character, he's usually like a dickhead or a villain.
That's what he does best.
I never liked him in any like as any character he played because he's always
not supposed to be a dickhead.
Someone that
means he's doing his job.
That's fair.
Someone voiced over that fight, and he was just like, "Say it, Mark," and then punched him, and he was just like, "Amber's a sweet girl." Louder, Amber's a bitch. Oh, I can't hear. And then proceeded to whoop his ass, and he was just like, "Oh, women are queens." And he just looks at him. Fuck, pathetic.
Yo, first and foremost, shout out to the meme community. They went so fucking hard. I haven't seen the meme community go this hard since the beginning of a pandemic.
Right? Oh, they went.
I mean, WandaVision memes were pretty,
mind you.
But I guess that was just us, though.
I only sent you a sampling. The ones I put on our page are only a sampling.
Yeah, I've been seeing the versions of this like for other animes and stuff.
Animes, like, fucking Transformers. Oh my!
I had the high ground. Thank Anakin.
Oh my god. Yo, first like, off,
fandoms in it. Like,
yo, shout out to the so many different ways you could make that train scene fucked up even more. Especially the ones who use Spider-Man 2. Oh,
no. Oh shit, that killed me.
There's one where they show Peter Parker like holding the train back, but then he looks ahead and he's like, oh shit. And the photo makes you have to magnify it, and you see Omni-Man holding Mark towards the train. I was like, no!
No! Spider-Man's like, what the fuck is going on?
Yo! Oh my goodness. Oh, my chest, I'm dying. I see the Africans dancing towards me.
Don't go towards the light, Corey.
For as much as I'm laughing, I know if that would happen in real life, it's terrifying. But I think my only response is just to laugh at that point. So fuck, I'm going to.
Yeah. I mean, you about to die, so might as well make it a good one.
Cowbunga it is.
Indeed.
That's I'm going to start flossing.
I just know if superheroes are real, I'm staying in Philadelphia. I'm avoiding New York. I'm avoiding Chicago.
You don't think because like Philly is also a city. You do realize that,
Philly
right?
Philly is also a city. If Philly is also a city.
Shit like this don't happen in the suburbs.
But guess what? When it comes to extinction level shit, it happens in New York. Aliens breaking through. Where'd that shit happen? New York,
Chicago.
Like
Vegas gets erased every once in a while.
Vegas.
It's erased every once in a while.
Like Philadelphia avoids most natural disasters because we are already a natural disaster. Go work, Philly. Mm-hmm.
Our unofficial motto is fuck around and find out. No, yeah, fuck around and find out. To fuck around is human. To find out is divine.
And who are we to get in the middle of divine intervention?
Facts, fam.
And when it comes to this show, I also got to tip my hat to Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg. This is their third successful production. The first one was Preacher, which was on AMC. The second one is The Boys.
Boys was produced by Seth Rogen?
Yep.
What?
Like, from a nerd
point. So, all right, I got a question. I got a good question for you.
From a nerdy point of view, it's just really great to see these nerds get a chance to make their the things they love come to life.
I got a question for y'all. So, who could who would fold and who would get fold? Who would do the folding between Omni-Man and Homelander?
Homelander
would get folded,
washed.
Yeah, Homelander's getting folded.
Homelander believes he's the strongest person, strongest being in the universe, because so far in their universe, there's no one that can best him in anything.
I've never even seen Homelander throw a punch yet. He just laser beams everything.
I mean, but that's one thing that Omni-Man does not have.
Omni-Man
has conquered
worlds.
Yeah, but we don't know whether their powers would, you know, millennia. Work with each other outside of the super speed, super strength and shit, and the flying and shit.
And when it comes down to it, I'm gonna give it to Omni-Man, because my man is a combat veteran. Like, this guy has, it's just like when Death Battle did Afro Samurai versus Samurai Jack. Samurai Jack has been around for hundreds of years. His experience trumps whatever Afro Samurai's done in his 40 years.
That's fair. All right, but what about, what the fuck is his name? Damn it, I had him in my mind, and I just lost it again.
Superman?
No, not Superman.
But no. On top of that,
and no,
the way they move, they don't feel the effects of resistance.
Damn it!
That's how they fly. They just decide to move.
Let's say, was it anime? Was it?
It was another anime. All Don't Might. All there Might. We go. Yes, I did say fucking All Might before the injury.
Before the injury. I don't know. Just from the feats I've seen between the two, there's a huge speed and power advantage that Omni-Man has.
I don't know. I'm still going to bet on All Might.
Because they didn't. Because All Might. Because All Might.
Because you know All Might. Plus Ultra.
Yeah, here's that. But we've seen All Might, like, catch hands. He didn't move.
Only
Mark.
His injury. Did we see him?
Yeah, but he got injured in the first place.
Queen Nee.
Because he went in alone.
Plus Ultra,
but look, also this stuff, the train scene.
All of the things.
Look, the train scene.
Omni means all of the things.
Did you notice that they didn't fly through the train?
Yeah, he just stood there.
And held, he just flew there and held them while the train rush passed.
Unstoppable.
That's a whole level of durability. that I don't think
this physics right here.
You can't argue that science. I tell you what. Sorry, my brain was just like, listen, I'm not the smartest man, but I don't think he's gonna win that one. It's like, plus Ultra heard. Sounds great, but then you have all of the things.
Omni. What is all of the things?
Omni. That's the definition of Omni.
And then all the things you've seen him accomplish. He wiped out a superhero team in mere minutes. Killed the
okay, so what about the no move?
Huh?
What about the no move?
No move getting washed too. No. And they're not asking
questions.
That's
asking
questions. I mean, that's a fair.
Hold on.
I mean,
hold on. The Nomu aren't human.
Exactly.
On top of if it's Omni-Man pretending to be a hero, you know, Mark hasn't had his powers because they're not human and causing destruction. No one's going to care if he kills them.
Well, of course not. But like, what I'm trying to figure out is he going to win?
Yes, he's not going to have to hold back.
Okay, there's maybe one character that might ever give Omni-Man the business, as long as Omni-Man never gets his hands on him. Silver Surfer.
You don't think he could catch him? I mean, he caught Red. What was his name? Red.
Yeah, but mind you, he all he does is run. The Silver Surfer travels through space
and time.
And time at certain points. Like, so.
Wait! You said the Silver Surfer. I'm sorry, I was thinking of Quicksilver.
Yeah, Quicksilver time travel. The Flash.
That's gonna be about the same.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got that.
The Flash time travel. The Flash can time travel. And I rap. Well, you know what?
Ironically, the Silver Surfer. I could definitely see him giving a run for his money.
Ironically,
as long as he never catches him.
And if it's Barry Allen's Flash, he might have a chance, because the Flash, one of his favorite moves is being intangible. And he can do it at the drop of a dime.
So that's what I didn't understand, though, because if Red Flash was supposed to be, or
maybe
what the fuck was his name?
Red Rush. But that's Red the Rush. Thing.
If he's supposed to be the Flash, he should have been able to, like, as vibration and being able to move fast, you should have been able to vibrate yourself out of his grasp.
But then again, we never got those characters' backstories enough. So
fuck no, it wasn't enough time in that. They just like, dead, decapitated.
It didn't matter.
Fold.
because at least with Barry Allen, he had a chance just as a scientist to experiment with his own powers to figure out what he can and can't do.
I mean, I would too, though. If I were with superpowers tomorrow, I would quit my job and figure out how to deal with this shit and monetize, of course. I'd probably be doing TikTok videos.
As long as you don't try and be a hero for hire.
No. I help people that I want to help.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
I would definitely end up becoming some sort of criminal but half the time. Double like, Corey, why'd you do that? They paid me. But it's a drug cartel. But it's a drug cartel.
They called me to help stop this big nigga that apparently robbed a bank. I get there. Corey, what the fuck are you doing here?
Oh, man.
Fuck. What are you doing here? They called me because you here, apparently.
Meanwhile, Books being the guy in the chair. God damn it, kill each other.
I'd most likely be the random citizen walking across the street, looking over, noticing both of y'all. I'm like, that's not my problem.
Right, none of my business. It's none of my business. I got a PS5 to go buy.
This nigga still trying to get a PS5.
I'd be sitting there talking to Corey like, so you telling me you robbing this bank for this cartel, but you're not going to get this money to the people that need it? This is what do. This is what I taught you, Corey.
What do you think my cut is for? I only keep 20%. I give the rest away.
Nah, fuck that. Fuck that. We give the 80. Fuck the cartel. We give the 80 to the people.
Because
what they going to do? You're a fucking superhero.
See, for me, if I have like,
super I'm just strength, saying.
What I'm
the doing, next day,
if they could do it themselves, they wouldn't need you.
Staying low key as fuck, as every couple of months, I just crack open a random ATM and be about my business. The moment somebody knows you can do something, you're going to get bothered.
But
and then the moment the government knows you got powers, you definitely screwed.
Yeah, you gotta disappear.
But anyway, y'all, this was the Junkies. This was our rough review of Invincible. I personally had a blast. I'm so glad Neek was able to watch it, because originally we were just gonna run with it, but she was like, I haven't seen it yet. It was like, you know what? You're right.
Go watch it. It's 8 episodes, goddamn it, so we can do this video.
So And I love that she kept me up to date as she was watching it. Because she's like, oh my God, what the fuck? I'm like,
First two episodes. I was just like,
hold on. Question. Before we go, question. Have you seen the meme where it says, kid accidentally buys 2.6 grand worth of SpongeBob popsicles? And then someone put a picture of Omni-Man flying, saying, me, after I find out 2.6K was charged on my account.
No, it was like wait, four. It was more like four.
That's a real 4, thing?
Yes. Yes. It's a little black kid, too. And I was like, yo, the myriad of ass whoopings that I would receive.
Wait, was this his on Amazon?
Aunt, wait. Yeah, his aunt created a GoFundMe to help try to like pay for some of it, but wow!
Please, I think that's GoFundMe so my little nephew don't lose his life.
I think please I think I speak for all
young black boys' life.
I think I speak for Omni Man when I say, "Fuck them kids."
I tend to go to the gym and grip rips solely so I can cosplay Omni Man more.
I'd love to see it.
And Omni Homelander. Man for
2024, fuck them kids.
Maybe not Homelander.
Yeah, no, I'm about to be the symbol.
That nigga has Oedipus issues, but we'll leave that for another day.
Not to mention, he's a low key rapist. Like,
that too. But so, we'll leave that for another day. fuck Amber 2024.
Yo, fuck Amber. Fuck that bitch. Oh my God.
And Mark, yeah. Hang in there, buddy.